gonna get me some rocking shoes. Then I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. I'm a rocking daddy. Hey, rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Hey, the tall little mama, hold me tight. Beats it up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rocking daddy. Hey, rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Blues, I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Hey, the tall little mama, hold me tight. We'd sit up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Mama, hold me tight. We'd sit up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee.
Eddie Bond, Rockin' Daddy, 1956, off the Mercury label. 1956. A lot of labels like Mercury and King did a lot of that style of music right there, but you never really heard it much because it didn't get much airplay and it didn't chart, and this one didn't either. But boy, it was a great, great rocker and a highly sought-after record today amongst the rockabilly rockers collectors. So, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got Vanity Fair with their 1970 hit going to get us started, then Maxine Brown, and then Waylon Jennings. So let's do one right now from 1970, number 5 on the pop charts, a group from England, Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride.
Hitchin' a ride, gotta get me home to my baby's side. Ride, 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 hitchin' a ride. Ride, 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 hitchin' a ride.
Long distance call, I got to take. She sounded lonely, so I'm on my way.
Hitchin' a ride, hitchin' a ride. Gotta get me home, keep her satisfied.
Side.
Ride, 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 hitching a ride.
Left you cold. Now I wanna come back to you. Oh yes I do. I know I was wrong, but deep down in my so, but now I wanna come back to you. Oh, 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 I'm coming. Oh, yes, I'm coming back to you. Oh, yes, I'm coming back to you, darling. To learn it the hardest way. And if you'll forgive me, darling, and give me one more chance, if I have to get down on my knees and crawl back to you, I want to come back home to you, darling.
Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Poor girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Oh, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man. Quite a boy. as I was. Down in Alabama, they call me the man of joy. Still do. Yeah, I'm a rambling man. Don't fall in love with a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man.
Waylon Jennings, I'm a Ramblin' Man, 1974, a song that went all the way to number one on the country western charts, and got some airplay on the pop charts, made number 75 on the pop charts, so good sound by good old Waylon. Maxine Brown before that, Coming Back to You, 1964, only made it to number 99 on the pop and R&B charts, but good sound by her. You know, she did some real good stuff. All in My Mind was when it comes to my mind first, but she did some good sounds and had 19 pop hits. But, you know, you think about Maxine Brown, a lot of people don't know that name, but 19 pop hits for her. Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride, 1970, number 5 for them, as I said earlier, for a group from England. And one of their big hits, so good sound by Vanity Fair. All right, we're going to get them started. Get it started this next time with Carly Simon, but this is when she was with her sister Lucy, and they called themselves Simon Sisters, 1964. Then we're going to do Barbara Green and then Jean Allison. So a little bit different sound here from what you think Carly Simon would do, and also what I'm playing, a little bit different than what I usually do. This is a song from a children's poem, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod is the name of the song. And this is Carly and Lucy Simon as the Simon Sisters.
Winkin' and blinkin' and nod one night, sailed off on a wooden shoe. Sailed down a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. Well, we're going out fishing for herring fish that live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said winking and blinking and nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in their wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. Well, the little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sight, it seemed as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream, they dreamed of sailing the beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod. Now winking and a blinking are two little eyes, and nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while mother sings of the beautiful sights that be, and you will see the wonderful things as you rock in your misty sea, where the old moon rocked the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod.
Oh, if you try. Sometime you'll have to cry. Sometime you'll have to lie. You're gonna live on till you die. Oh, yeah. You can make it if you try.
Make It If You Try, Gene Allison, 1957 for him, 36 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. Before that, Barbara Green, Young Boy, 1968, went up to number 86 on the pop charts and number 50 on the R&B. And then the Simon Sisters, Carla and Lucy Simon, doing a song called Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, 1964. And it charted. You know, you may remember hearing that one. I don't recall it. But went up to number 73, so some parts of the country didn't do very well at all, and some it did better, and had an average of a 73. So, okay, let's see. We got Charlie Daniels going to get us started, then Chris Jensen, and then Betty Everett. So let's do Charlie right now with a song called Long Hair Country Boy.
People say I'm no crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made, 'cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation, worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true, but sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't boy alone. I poor girl wants to marry, and a rich girl wants to flirt. A rich man goes to college, and a poor man goes to work. A drunkard wants another drink of wine, and a politician wants to vote. I don't want much of nothing at all, but I will take another tote. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, and you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Take her from me, because I really love her and need her desperately. If you don't plan to give all your love for as long as you should live, don't take her from me. If she's not something special, don't take her from me. Because she's something special to me. Can't you see? If she's not number one, take her from me. There is only one for me. She is all that could ever be. So don't take her from me.
Betty Everett, It Hurts to Be in Love, 1964. song that bubbled under the 100, only made it to 109. Didn't do as well as she did with Shoop Shoop and You're No Good, songs like that. But this was a real good, nice sound by Betty. I liked it a lot. Chris Jensen before that, Don't Take Her From Me, 1963. Another one that bubbled under the 100. This one only made it to 112 on the pop chart, so probably didn't get much airplay too many places. Of course, he had the big hit, Torture, which was a John D. Loudermilk song. And it seemed like every time I do a radio show, I've got a song that John D. Loudermilk wrote and somebody recorded and had a hit with. So, but anyway, this was Chris Jensen, Don't Take Her From Me. And Charlie Daniels before that, Long-Haired Country Boy, 1975, number 56 on the pop charts, number 27 on the country charts. Song that was produced by a fellow from Alabama that we, our club, the Birmingham Record Collectors, had at our record show this past August, and we inducted him into our Music Hall of Fame. Paul Hornsby, got to meet him and talk to him. He did a lot of Charlie's stuff, and I think he was very instrumental in getting Charlie to switch and play the fiddle. So, but anyway, here we go. Let's see. We got Elvis going to get us started next with an LP cut, and then The Crying Shames, and then Bob and Earl. So this is from the LP Elvis Is Back, 1960 LP. This is one of the cuts off it that didn't get any, didn't chart, maybe not even been on a 45, I'm not even sure. But this is a song called Thrill of Your Love.
Thank you. You know you scratch just like a monkey. Yeah, you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo. Yeah.
Bob and Earl, song called Harlem Shuffle, produced by Barry White. Song came out in 1963, made it to number 44 on both the pop and the R&B charts, and you know, I thought that song, you know, would have gone a little higher than that, at least on the R&B charts, maybe made the top 20, but it only made it to 44. But still, real good sound by Bob and Earl. I like that song. Crying Shames, 1968, went before that. Greenberg, Glickstein, Charles, David Smith, and Jones. That's the name of the song, not the name of the group or the members of the group. Greenberg, Glickstein, Charles, David Smith, and Jones. A song by the Crying Shames, 1968. Went up to number 115 on the chart. So chances are not many of you heard that one. So, but they had seven pop hits along the way. Their biggest one was a song called Sugar and Spice. They only made it to number 49, but Crying Shames. And Elvis before that, LP cut. Elvis Is Back, 1960 LP. The LP went to number 2 on the LP charts. This song here never got released as a single, but I like that type of sound by him. Another one that comes to mind that kind of has that kind of a sound that he did was a song called Like a Baby, and I cannot recall right off the top of my head what album that came off of. But good sound by Elvis, and I like that one by him. Okay, we got George Jones going to get us started, then the Bobettes, and then Fontella Bass is going to do a song with the backing of Tina Turner, a song called Poor Little Fool. That'll be coming up last on this next set, but be listening for that. Fontella Bass and Tina Turner. Okay, but this is George Jones right now, and a big hit by him. The Race Is On.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may re-ride down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. Thank you. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Bow, bow, run, run, run.
Bow, bow, oh, run, run, run. Bow, bow, oh, run, run, run. Bow, bow, oh, run, run, run. Bow, bow, oh, run, run, run. Bow, bow, oh, run, run, run.
I love you so. Baby, don't you know? I love you.
it's no use.
Think about that. Fontella Bass doing the lead vocals and Tina Turner backing her up. That's from 1963. That's a song called Poor Little Fool. Don't get confused with a song that Tina did. What was the name of it? Poor Fool or Little Fool? But this is Poor Little Fool. Fontella Bass with Tina Turner doing the backing vocals. That came out on the Vesuvius label and didn't chart, didn't get much airplay, probably as far as I know anyway. It also came out on the Sonja label, S-O-N-J-A, Sonja label. And that one, the record lists Fontella Bass as the singer. It doesn't mention Tina on it. But pretty good sound by those two together. Bob Etz, Bow Wow, 1958. That's the flip side of a song called The Dream on the Atlantic label. Atlantic, in fact, it's Atlantic record number 1194. And not a charted song, either one of them, but I like the Bob Etz. Of course, they had the song Mr. Lee. Then they came out with I Shot Mr. Lee, which was be a little politically incorrect right now. Well, according to some people, I guess. Some you every now and then you hear certain type of records with that type of stuff on it. But anyway, Bob Etz has some good songs, and I like this one here. George Jones before that, The Race Is On, 1965. Only made it to number 96 on the pop charts. But number 90, I made it to number 3 on the country charts. Now, the country charts, it came out in 64 is when it first charted, but it came out a little bit later on the pop charts. But 96 nationally on the pop charts. But I can tell you right now, in the Birmingham, Alabama area, it got a lot more airplay than that. It was a good sound here in Birmingham. All right, let's see. We got our double play of the day coming up next. We're going to start out with a song by Sugar Pie DeSanto. Then I'm going to do two by Eugene Church. I've played a couple by him in the past, Pretty Girls Everywhere and a song called Miami. And I like his distinctive sound. He's a good singer. I like his stuff a lot. I'm going to play one from 1958 and one from 1959 that he did. But we'll do those two after we hear from Sugar Pie DeSanto doing a song called Can't Let You Go.
So bad. I say you got the kind of loving that I ain't ever had. You thrill me so, oh, oh, baby. Can't let you go. All the love you need, I got it right in my heart. I say I'm hoping and I'm praying that we don't ever. So, oh, oh, baby, can't let you go. Now, if you're thinking of leaving, you can do it some other time. 'Cause if you leave me pretty, baby, don't you know you're gonna mess up my mind? Whoa, whoa, don't leave me. I need your loving so bad. Thinking of leaving.
Thank you.
church, our double play of the day. That is a song called For the Rest of My Life, 1958. And I had mentioned one of his songs earlier when I was introducing this set, and I mentioned he had a song called Pretty Girls Everywhere. Well, this is the flip side of that. So if you do have a copy of Pretty Girls Everywhere, Eugene Church, flip it over. Don't forget to flip those records over. 1958, For the Rest of My Life. And then before that, Eugene Church, 1959, on the Class label, Without Soul. And this one didn't get airplay much, I don't suppose. It didn't chart. But he's got that good, good song. I like his voice a lot. So Eugene Church, our double play of the day. Sugar Pie DeSanto before that, Can't Let You Go, 1961. Didn't get the airplay she wanted for that one, I'm sure, but another good sound that people just didn't get to hear much, unfortunately. But, you know, I guess DJs had to be selective. You can only play so many songs a day, I guess, but that one didn't get it. But anyway, she was born in New York and raised in California, and for a while she was spent time backup singer for the James Brown Review. So, good sound by Sugar Pie DeSanto. All right, we're going to have to get out of here in a little bit. Let's squeeze two more in. We've got another good, good sound coming up. Jackie Wilson and Linda Hopkins doing a song that a lot of different people did, and I like every version I've ever heard of this one, Shake a Hand. I like that song. Jackie Wilson, Linda Hopkins today, Shake a Hand. And then after that, we're going to hear from the Royal Teens, Believe Me. So here we go, Shake a Hand with Jackie and Linda.
Thank you. she said goodbye. Do you think that I will die just because you broke my heart? Now you're thinking you're so smart. All the kids in town will know. They will know you hurt me so. Did you have to tell them all?
Royal Teens, 1959, made it to number 26 on the pop charts. And you may be familiar with that one. Of course, I know you're probably familiar with the hit that they had before that, Short Shorts. And I had a lot of fun with that song over the years, the Royal Teens. Jackie Wilson and Linda Hopkins in 1963, Shake a Hand, a song that Faye Adams, I believe, did that first in 53, 10 years before this. And over the years, I've heard a lot of different versions, and I hadn't heard one yet I don't like. So I just like that song. Maybe it's that beat or that sound, but I've always liked that song. This version here by Jackie and Linda went up to number 42 on the pop charts, number 21 on the R&B charts. All right, we got to get out of here. We always end our show with an instrumental, and we're going to play one today by a guy named Paul Gayton and his band, Nervous Boogie, from 1957, went up to number 68 on the pop charts. He was a pianist and a band leader. Over the years, he backed up Clarence Frogman Henry and Annie Laurie and Bobby Charles, just to name a few, and had a good career doing stuff, leading bands and arranging music. So, but Paul Gayton and his band, Nervous Boogie. Thanks for joining us here today on the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to catch you next time. See you then.